What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Let's get moving with the casualties and for the punks. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. And that song right there, The Casualties for the Punks, coming off the Pogo Attack, is how we started the first ever Pogo City Radio. That was the first song ever played on Pogo City Radio. I thought that little spoken intro there by Rachel Rivets would sum up this show nicely.
I love that intro.
But enough of me talking. Let's say hi to the co-host. I'm talking about the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
What is up, Pogo Land? This is going to be a good show. You're in for a treat tonight.
Damn right. They're always good shows.
Oh, yeah.
They're always good
always.
Shows. And it's always a little bit more spicy when we got my man, that crusty fucker, Josh, on the mic. Josh, how you doing, man?
All right.
Matthew McConaughey in the house.
I'm doing pretty good.
No, Dennis.
Hoping Sean gets here soon so we can, you know, talk about...
Talk shit on him instead of you.
Well, yeah, that too, but talk about our trip to Dorney Park last weekend.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
That was fun, other than the fact that you wanted to swig whiskey and get kicked out.
Hey, I did not get kicked out.
You just ran out.
I fled Dorney Park.
You and Sean ran out while me and Jessica were on roller coasters.
We fled Dorney Park 15 minutes before it closed. Not even.
All right. Okay. Well, now that we said hi to everybody, we got a special request coming in on Facebook, and I believe it's Sean. How do you say his last name?
Rife.
Sean Rife from Ontario, Canada. Apparently, he loves the show, and he's one of our biggest supporters, and we love Sean, too. So he wanted to send us a special request. He said he loves Blank 77, and one of the main reasons why he likes Pogo City Radio so much is because we play so much Blanks 77. Now, why he requested a band that we would have played on here anyway, I do not know.
That's beyond me.
Okay.
That is completely out there.
But this is from Sean. This is for Sean from Ontario, Canada. Blank 77 with We Don't Need You.
This one goes out to you, Shawnee.
All aboard! We'll be right back.
We're just gonna keep rocking right along with Mike Virus and Cheap Sex.
You never listen to what they gotta say. And sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kicks through the night. Switchblade love, whiskey suicide. Stretch my jeans, feeling so alive. This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? You're looking so good with your girl by your side. The world doesn't matter to you tonight. So let's live our lives if we're living in sin. I just need you to let me in. There's no need to think about anyone else. Cause tonight, little girl, I got you all to myself. There's no need to say goodnight. You're looking so out of sight. Cause this is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance with me.
Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
Pogo motherfucking City Radio.
Bitches.
That should be on the fucking soundboard.
But I put up a post on Facebook today. It said, going to try and play a lot of unknown or unsigned bands tonight. Post a streamable link. We'll try and get you up. All right, so let's get started with some of those tunes. Now, I filtered through them, and I really, I liked this one. This is Mr. Lisp, and these guys are from the Philly area, and here they are with Hoochie Hump on Pogo City Radio. Right, now that was Mr. Lisp coming out of the Philly area. You guys can find them on Facebook. That's coming off the Booger Boys album with track titled Hoochie Honk.
I like that.
Is that a didgeridoo? I am totally digging.
Oh, shit. Like from Star Trek or whatever, right?
Yeah.
From Star Trek or whatever.
Yeah, like from Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Ah, shit. There's stuff in the background. What's going on? Okay, we got rid of that. That was interesting. We're talking about Star Trek. It's almost
it's
Halloween.
It's Star Trek, not Trek.
I've never
all.
Heard that in my life.
Trek. It's T.
It's Star Trek.
E C K.
It's Star Trek.
Or E K.
It's Star Trek.
Like
okay.
There's no A in it.
Which
I
one is
that
it, Josh?
I think I've always heard Star Trek, yeah. But I'm no Trekkie.
So are you saying Jess or Andrew?
Jess.
Oh God, that sounds like Jess.
Sean.
Sean. He's saying Jess.
Really? I always thought of Star Trek.
No,
I just thought
Star Trek.
Star
definitely
Trek.
Star Trek.
Like E.
I have heard Trekkies.
Hey,
I thought that just
cool,
sounded
man.
Better
you're,
than Trekkies.
Star Trek is like my company.
Hey, you're not a Trekkie, so it's
I'm
cool.
Kind of glad that I don't know if it's Star Trek or Star Trek or whatever the fuck you people are saying.
Star Trek?
Shut up,
it's
woman.
It's a Star Trek now? Don't call me woman, yeah.
Yo, I used to always call her woman when we were first together.
Shit.
She would get
it's
so pissed.
So, like,
and it just
demeaning.
Made me do it 10 times more. It just made me do it 10 times more. So now
what
we said
woman, bitch?
We were going to play a lot more of the unsigned bands. And now remember, if you guys have been listening to the show, sometimes we do full shows of local and unsigned and unknown bands. You might hear a lot of messages going off because people are sending me all these tracks on Facebook as we're recording. And like, I can't exactly mute it and play the tracks that they're sending me on Facebook. And I kind of just don't feel like it. And I'd probably fuck up. So you'll hear those little bells going off in the background sometimes. Sorry, but like shit happens. I got to find a way to mute Messenger and not Facebook.
Because
it's just
world.
The easiest way. It's just
the
easiest
phone
way
charger.
To communicate yeah, with people from fucking Okinawa, Japan that are sending us fucking tracks that I think is cool because I love when we get to play the more unknown and the unsigned bands. No matter what, we will always still play Blank 77.
Oh, I mean, that's a given.
That is a segment just like the wild card.
Speaking of wild
card, bitches,
which we are not getting to right now, by the way, but yes, Josh.
Is there another show coming up?
Of
no,
course there's
you know
another
what
show.
Is
yes,
coming
there
up,
is
though?
Another show coming up, by the
yeah,
way,
yeah, there is, but but you know what is coming up that we're psyched as hell for and we just got tickets for?
Oh!
LAMF show.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but here's the deal. I told you guys about this LAMF show sold out on the Bowery, Bowery Electric. We were trying to go with some friends of ours. Everybody else got tickets. Things sold out instantly. They added another show. That shit got sold out instantly. And about a week ago, I'm sitting on the computer and I'm looking at this. And I'm like, I'm just going to click it anyway. I'm going to see what happens if I click it. The ticket link, you know, where it says it's sold out. I was like, I'm just going to click it. And I clicked it. And for the first time, I just noticed with real small print on the bottom, it says this show sold out. But you can go to this link and get tickets for the show the next night in Brooklyn. And I was like, oh, shit. And I got the link.
I bought my
tickets. I hit up the people we're supposed to go with and told them to get their tickets. And now that me and my people have our tickets, you guys can go get your tickets, too. And it'll probably sell out because the two shows before it are all also sold out. And if you don't
There's
know what we're talking
guest.
About, also a special guest.
I
but
think
if
it's
going to
be Cheetah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's Walter Lohr of Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers doing their 40th anniversary show of the release of Like a Motherfucker, doing the album in its entirety, calling the band LAMF. It will be Walter Lohr on guitar and vocals, Mike Ness from Social Distortion on guitar, Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols on bass, and Clem Burke from Blondie on drums. This is going to be awesome.
Super
I am
group.
Looking forward to this shit like a motherfucker. It's a Thursday. I didn't even say that to be. So I said, I'm looking forward to this shit like a motherfucker, the name of the album. I didn't even mean
like
to say that. But I'm
L-A-M-F.
Looking forward to this shit. And
yeah.
You know what? I was going to play something else. We'll get to that band. But let's do a little bit of Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. And let's do a track
yeah, of course.
With Walter Lohr on vocals. Now, I always play Too Much Junkie Business because it is one of my favorites. But we are not going to play
that song,
it
man.
Tonight. We're not going to play it tonight. We're going to play a different song that Walter Lohr sings. I'm going to see if I can find maybe All By Myself or something off LAMF. And here it is now, coming off the legendary punk album LAMF. From the Lost 77 mixes, here's All By Myself, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers.
I don't wanna see you there. I just wanna get you there. All by myself. All by myself.
All right, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers will be there November 30th in Brooklyn. Tickets actually $10 cheaper for the Brooklyn show. And it also says there's a special guest. Now, I can't find anything about this show on Facebook, so don't look for the invite. The way I found the ticket link to this was by going to the Facebook invite for the show the night before at Bowery Electric, November 29th. Then clicking the link and then finding the other link in the bottom of that link. I had to look around for it. So go find it yourself. But tickets are still available and it's going to be one hell of a good time. Now let's get back to some of those more lesser known bands. And now this is a band from Appleton, Wisconsin. Yes, there is punk rock in Wisconsin for all you cheeseheads.
Wisconsin,
really?
Huh?
Really? I didn't know.
All right. This is by Afuki, A-U-F space K-I. I believe that would be Afuki. Am I right?
Yeah.
I can barely read English,
off
let
key.
Alone.
I think it's off key.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think
Josh,
it's off key.
A little bit smarter than everyone else. Here's No One Eats the Shark by Afuki. FYI, Josh sharted at Dorney last weekend. He shit his pants while partying.
Wake up late, not possessed again by the goofy thoughts inside my head. Another wasted day passes me by. One step forward and three steps back. I make some progress, then I give it slack. And at the end, what will I find?
Right, that was off key. I believe A-U-F space K-I. There you go. Now, Josh seemed to be getting down with that a little bit. You were comparing it to what now?
I was saying it's almost like, first Jess said that it sounds a little bit like Bouncing Souls, and I said maybe like NOFX meets Bouncing Souls type deal. I actually like him quite a bit. I would totally go see him.
There you go. There
anybody
you go.
That's local to these guys, get out to their shows.
Damn right. Wisconsin. All you cheeseheads out there. All you cheeseheads that recently lost Aaron Rodgers. Yes, I know football. I'm into punk rock, and I know football. Kiss my ass. All right. Now, the lovely rude girl, Jessica, we're talking about her as if she's not here because she's not. And if you know us personally, especially if you take trips to New York or Philadelphia or Jesus Christ, even Allentown, which is two towns away from here, the lovely rude girl, Jessica, Princess Vodka herself, cannot go more than 5 minutes without taking a goddamn piss. Now, she's returning. I don't know. She's bitching about her thigh highs falling down.
I need a garter, everyone. Tell Andrew Bedlam to get Jessica Rugirl a garter.
Oh, yeah! Let's start a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe for a garter.
There you go.
Sure we're
that would
poor
work,
around
actually.
Here.
I'm sure it would work. I mean, there was that woman who...
But yeah, she was gone taking a piss, in case you didn't realize.
There was that woman who spent her life savings on lottery tickets, lost all of her money, and started a GoFundMe, and got like twice the amount of money back.
Ah, damn. Damn, talk about, wow, mooching. Okay, all right. But, yeah, this is the third piss.
Stop talking shit while I'm
this
going.
Is the
How about
third
that?
Piss the lovely rude girl Jessica took in this show, and we've been on the air for 24 minutes. Third piss. Let's keep moving.
I'm going to see a urologist, all right? Fuck you.
With some of the... Yo, we talk about your medical problems on here more than we talk about fucking
punk
rock.
I have a lot of medical problems. Fuck everyone.
A walking
fuck
train
you.
Wreck.
Medical yeah, problems are you. Punk rock.
Okay, all right. Now, okay, a good friend of our Dale's. A good friend of ours, Dale, from Nazareth, who helped out a bunch with the Punks Against Terrorism benefit. They got another benefit going on for something. I don't remember what it is. On Black Friday. On Black Friday, where we were supporting the Punky Lad shirts by Gary Ladd. But they got another show coming up on Black Friday. Pogo has a separate show going on Black Friday. But, you know, we love them, guys. We don't care where you go. Come see us. Come to both. We don't give a shit. But Dale asked us to play this next band, since I said we were going to play a lot more unknown bands. Now, he just saw these guys, as I'm sure a lot of other locals did, open up for Stiff Little Fingers at their 40th anniversary tour. Here's Death by Unga. Bunga, don't go looking for my heart on Pogo City Radio. Death by Unga Bunga on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Hope you guys liked that on a trying to spotlight a lot of the more unknown bands tonight. Now, we played Blank 77 for our boy Sean in Canada earlier. Now, this next band.
He actually just hit us up on Facebook.
And oh, yeah?
Yeah, like I told him that he gave him a shout-out.
He really wanted to hear them, though. He did.
And now this is a band
a huge Blank
that
fan.
We saw in Scranton with Blank 77 a couple months ago at the Irish Wolf Pub.
Yeah, they
go find some more stuff about the Irish Wolf Pub, because they got a lot of good bands coming through there. I think they got the Interrupters coming back. They just had them. They're coming back
really?
Again. They just had Michael Graves. They got a lot of cool stuff going out there in Scranton. So go check them out. Here's a band from their local scene, Hard Out, on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Here they are with Glad You're Dead.
I am rock and roll. You're on this bad list.
Glad You're Dead by Hard Out on
Pogo City Radio.
I remember that show. Like, that was the show the Blanks played at the Irish Wolf Pub. And, like, I totally, like, passed out, like,
yes.
two times. But, like, they
Three
were
times.
Awesome. I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like the Beatles coming to America for the first time for Jessica.
Shut up. You dick. No, seriously.
Like the 18th time she's seen
though,
them, too.
I remember seeing them. Yeah, they gave you a shirt for me. They were like, here, give this shirt to your wife or whatever. But, like, yeah.
Oh, Hard Out.
You didn't
hard
realize
out.
It was a woman's
hard
shirt.
Out.
Yo, the other day, everybody, like I have to tell this. I'm sorry. The other day, Andrew has the Hard Out shirt on, and he thought it was like a regular like t-shirt, and he has it and it's all like fitted and shit for like a woman, like it's a woman.
I thought it was really
shirt.
Tight in the armpits.
And it's like a doll baby shirt. Like yeah, baby doll shirt. Like, so anyway, I go up in the bedroom. I'm like, "Why are you wearing that? You know that's a woman's shirt." He's like, "No, I didn't realize. I just thought it fit real well." I was like, "Yeah, no, that's a woman's shirt, honey. It's okay." It's okay.
Yes, the lovely rude girl, Jessica.
It was great. I had a good time with that, for sure. So what's up next, baby?
I don't know. Let's kick over with some more. I don't know if I would consider this. It's definitely not mainstream. None of the stuff we play is mainstream. But, okay. I'm going to start my thoughts over. This is Bomb Squadron coming out of Reading, featuring
one
Ian,
of my favorite songs,
who's now
the
singer of Video Massacre and has a different band starting up now from what I believe. We'll have to check them out, too. But Video Massacre played plenty of shows for Pogo City Radio, and we love Ian and Bomb Squadron
Hell
around
yeah.
here. So here's coming off Another
Blow
Generation
up.
Lost. Blow 'em up.
Right here.
Smash, stay, and fuck the fascist show. Your politics up your ass is fight, 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 and never surrender. Pucks and skins, we're in it together.
Punch it out!
We'll win.
Punch it out!
We'll win.
Punch it out!
We'll win. Fuck the
the prison's desk. Underneath my dead boy shirt, the mob turned to my chest. Oh, you pitiful please, they don't mean shit to me. I push the button down and destroy society. March United, we will win. March United, welcome in. March United, we will win. Fuck the system, blow them up.
All right. So we're talking about shows that we've been to and stuff like that. And we'll fucking, of course, watch them on YouTube later. And you know, the Pogo crew is always right up front. And fucking, we're talking about how my eldest daughter, Ava, not Sheena, Sheena's the baby, but Ava, who loves punk rock, by the way, and especially Blank 77, how she recognizes our
fan.
Friends in the video.
She does, though. They're
and
Josh.
We're talking about
They're
Josh was just saying how she, how he hasn't seen her in a couple months. And we were like, Jess said that she missed him. And I was saying it was funny because she definitely, like, she'll see us in the videos on, like, YouTube and shit. She'll be like, they're mommy, they're daddy, they're Josh. Mommy,
they're
Josh.
They're Sean.
Oh, the whole Pogo crew.
Little baby JJ.
Ava knows everybody.
Sean's son.
I know, yep. And then she gets mad and she's like, I want to go with you. Why you don't take me? She yells at me.
Yo, it's so funny you say this because last night I had a dream. I swear to God. It was me, you, Ava, and like a bunch of our other friends.
So
like,
we were just
everyone we know.
Ava,
and we were at a Blank 77 concert. I swear this is not even fabricated at all. It just came back to me when you said that. And we were at a Blanks concert and you were like holding Ava up on your shoulders. And like Ava was so happy we were at like this concert. And she was like, yeah, with mommy and daddy. Like the whole time. I swear. It just came back to me now that you say it. Like that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's
it
funny because she'll see us in the videos. And she'll be like, I want to sit on your lap right there. Right there.
Right there.
Okay. All right.
Watch out in the pit in about 10 years.
We posted a picture of her in a Blank 77 Pogo Attack shirt. And, yeah, the broad said she was a future broad. Fuck!
She is.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
The broads.
The damn broads. We were talking about a couple shows ago, their new release that was coming out, Looks Do Kill. And now the damn broads were cool enough to send us a copy of their new record. And what it is the damn broads, Looks Do Kill.
Awesome.
And I'm going to see if I can
broads.
Bring it up now.
Thank
yeah,
you.
They also sent us an awesome note,
you guys
which,
are awesome.
Which was even more cool. That just basically said, Pogo City Radio, we love you. XOXO.
You guys are the best.
They fucking signed the broads, and we fucking love it. So you
we
guys
love you too.
Can get their latest album on Good Vicious shit. Mistress Records. I meant to play this shit more towards the top of the show, and it completely slipped my mind. I'm glad to jump back in. So my daughter Ava is waiting to join this Connecticut punk rock band, and here they are coming off their latest release, Looks Do Kill, with Car Bomb.
A time for fun, a job well done, for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. It's fun to relax and join your friends with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. For fellowship, companionship, drink a toast delicious and clear. Pabst makes it perfect when good friends meet for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Car bar, the fucking car bar.
The doors always open, so jump on it. It's a perfect spot for the night to be.
And that was the Damn Broads on Pogo
And we got
City
we got a wild card
radio.
Coming up, I think.
Wild card, Richard! Right?
All right, spoiler now I alert. Guess it's time, even though I'm not prepared yet.
Sorry.
I guess it's time.
I am sorry. We'll fill the dead
for,
air. Don't worry.
The Pogo City Wild Card, which is where we play something a little
off format.
So basically, we play whatever the fuck we want, and you guys got to sit through
and
it.
And you can deal with
if
it.
If you don't
and
like
fast
it.
Fast forward if you want.
That's just.
Fuck
no,
you,
no, they got to listen to it. They gotta
listen to it.
Wait, say that again now?
We should start taking wild cards.
Woo! You look hot, my friend.
He's hot.
See, this is why we don't change microphones in the middle of a show.
Hey, it wasn't my fault.
This
Sean
is why
we
don't change microphones.
Shawnee.
Oh,
we
shit.
Shawnee.
And we have in the middle of the show, you were the one who started talking about the wild card prematurely.
Wild card, bitch.
I already talked. I said my thing. I said,
All right, we got Sean back. We got him. He didn't get a proper intro because he's wearing.
I don't need one.
He didn't get a proper intro because he's wearing an Eagles hat. That's why.
Oh my God.
God damn
really
right.
That shit? Yo, I told him I was going to take that shit and shit on it in the toilet.
And I laughed. You...
Let's get to the track with.
The Bloodhound Gang. It's tricky.
Yeah. This is my recital. I think it's very vital. All right. On top. It's tricky. Now, here we go. Hey,
Right, now that was the Bloodhound Gang coming off One Fierce Beer Coaster on Geffen Records 1996. Hope you guys like that. Now, of course, that's a cover of Run DMC.
And I have to go pee
it's
again.
Tricky.
I'm going to go pee real quick.
Have fun.
Did you guys mention about how when we went to Dorney, it was nothing but pee fest?
Oh Jesus! It was ridiculous.
Please give me my hat back.
We've already talked.
I have my hat back, Jess.
Several times about Jessica and her bathroom issues tonight. But yeah, I was damn near getting pissed off because the first hour we weren't even going on a roller coaster, and then Jess would pee, and then another roller coaster. It was like roller coaster. Jess would pee. We'd walk to another spot of the park. Jessica would be like, "I have to go to the bathroom before we get online and pee twice in between each roller coaster." I couldn't much take it no more. We were spending more time waiting online in the bathroom than we were for the goddamn roller coasters.
Don't forget about that time I sharted.
What do you think
you
this is all about? You
me.
Think this is a fucking costume?
Yes, definitely.
I
Josh
suggested
sharted.
To get off the ride and go wait for Josh and then go back on it again.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed off. Happen. Josh had pissed like 4 times. Jessica had pissed like 32, and then he said he sharted himself, and I was like, I'm done with this. But happy Friday the 13th.
What do you think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume?
It was last weekend.
Oh, okay, so yeah. All right.
Now, why don't we stick, not stick, but let's get over to a little of the UK 82 and my favorite UK 82 band, UK 82. I'm not a trash talker, but definitely my least favorite genre in the punk rock world. I know a million
UK
people want to kill me now.
UK 82 is probably my favorite, actually.
I know a million people want to kill me now. But yeah, let's get to Chaos UK with Happy Spastic.
She better not.
She should have.
Thanks a lot for hanging out with us, everybody. We're having a blast tonight. We got, you know, the whole Pogo crew here. I feel wrong when I say the whole Pogo crew because the Pogo crew is endless. We're like the core four, but like the Pogo crew is endless.
We're the gang.
I
They're
mean,
the crew.
All over the world, it, I feel it, like. It I is, feel like all the listeners are part of the Pogo crew.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. When it comes to hanging out up here, though, over the last
6 months.
Yeah, something like that. It has really just been the four of us that have been here regularly. So we're not the whole Pogo crew, but we're
the core.
We're the gang. We're the regulars.
Yes,
we're
exactly. Gang. And I mean, it is kind of funny because there was a lot. The Pogo crew was getting a little hectic, but then a lot of drama happened. Between the core of the 30, we were having like 12 people up here a night, and some drama happened. And like, there was like
crazy.
A three-way split, and
there was a three-way in a way.
Some of them will
in a
return.
Bunch of ways.
Some of them
well,
will.
I mean, pretty much everybody up here has known each other since we've been kids. So.
Yeah, like yeah, we are.
You've known me since I was a kid. Fuck you.
That's why I said pretty much everybody.
Well, me and Josh and Andrew have known
Andrew
each other
me,
for like 15
walking,
years or something. Like
I was
that.
Walking on a trailer like of a truck when I first met Andrew.
A flatbed.
And like we were behind Pleasure and Pain.
Plus. On 6th Street.
Yeah, and I was like about
taking
14,
your clothes
15,
off.
And I was taking my clothes off. I had a belly. I had a belly chain? Like, what's it, what are they called?
I don't know. I'd probably call it a belly chain.
Yeah, a belly chain. I had a belly chain on. I remember him, like, being like,
But Zach was trying to hook up with you.
Zach was definitely trying to
And I was trying to hook up with
Zach
Brittany.
Zach was always trying to hook up with me. But you were definitely looking at me like, damn. And now I'm your future wife.
You're not. You are my wife. You idiot.
You guys
I was your future wife as I was walking on that trailer. You didn't know. You didn't know.
But I guess I'm still just a pervert.
He's a pervert because he's with me.
The Descendants, Pogo City Radio. All right, that was the Dvochkas on Pogo City Radio.
Andrew's a dick.
With the Descendants up before that. Now, if you guys go back into the archives, you can go back and find Pogo City Radio's Ladies Night featuring Stephanie Dvochka of the Dvochkas. Did a nice little 10-minute interview with her.
Playing all girl bands.
A lot of fun. Not all girl bands, a lot of all girl bands, but all songs. It was the female empowerment episode.
Yeah, a lot of songs by women or about women.
We are empowered females. Always remember that. We're empowered by Pogo City.
I like chick bands. Like, I like bands with chick singers.
I like
The New York Relics, NY Relics, playing their reunion show tonight at Bowery Electric. No, the New York Relics.
No, I like the X-Ray Guys, okay, too, though.
All right. But the New York Relics are playing their show tonight with Two Man Advantage, 20th anniversary show, going down at the Bowery Sunbuck.
I invited Larry and Janelle over. tonight, and he was like, "Nah, I'm going to the Billy Joel concert, MSG, something like
Madison
that."
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's it.
He was
and
telling us
I
about
was like,
that.
Oh shit! Have a good time, dude. Over. That's gonna be awesome. Awesome.
We actually played Billy Joel on here. Still Rock and Roll to Me as a wild card.
Oh yeah.
A ways back. Now, I guess we got maybe time for one, two more, and I'm going to do, Jessica's saying she wants to hear
GBH.
Ooh.
Definitely GBH.
And I don't know.
Can we do Race Against Time?
We play Alcohol all the time. No, we play Alcohol. All right, here's Alcohol.
Thank you.
One of the only GBH songs we're apparently allowed to play.
No, not true.
Well, if you marry Andrew, maybe you'll get your pick of the song, too.
I guess. We play Alcohol like 12 times already on this show.
Some GBH on. Thanks for hanging
GBH
out with us, everybody.
The shit.
They are, dude. I love that song.
Talk some more, Jessica.
I like Big Women, too, because I love some Big Women. All right,
but we
I mean.
Only got enough time.
I do.
For one more track.
No,
now,
really?
Got to remind everybody to check out a lot of the more unknown bands that we played in tonight's set. Hope you guys like that. If you sent us something and we weren't able to get to it, sorry. Also, got to give another shout out to our boy Sean Reef.
Hell yeah, Sean from
Reef,
Canada.
Not Reef. It is Sean
Reef.
Oh,
Reef. Sean Reef. Yo, you are. Yeah, you love those blank songs, don't you, man?
Okay. Thanks for your support, buddy.
Thanks for the support, for sure.
Okay, all right. Let's get out of here with a little bit. Of The Germs coming off the GI EP with Lexicon Devil.
Shit, the government stole my Germs CD. We'll be right back.
City Radio.